Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. I got stuck on a phone call. I didn't mean to give you a heart attack about not being here.
No. You know me. At this point, heart attack is hard. I'll just, riff until you show up. I knew it was coming together. I could feel it coming together. For people who don't know, I'm in California and Sherry's in Ohio, so we don't actually see each other. We just talk. So it's sometimes exciting when I don't see a response from her, like, oh, hello. So greetings.
Well, welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. As a pre-show, I was showing the Natural Solutions Foundation webinar that's going on for the next 5 days, and I'll be speaking tonight at that at 7, right after the show. Somebody's sending me a very, very long message here, and it's hard for me to read. So we'll be doing a chat there, and it's about math as medicine, something we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. But we should tell you that we are simultaneously broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio with Richard, audio only, 347-850-1407, and he has great audio there. But if you want to watch the show, and this is a show that you should watch because there's a lot of visuals going on with this show, we're going to be talking about what is on our website, tools and solutions in support of self-health, and how that is really frequency and energy, and how it can help balance and harmonize you and maybe make some plans for the new year. So if you'll go to soundhealthoptions.com and you can go to the radio site and go to Happy Hour, you can see all of these things that Rachel has put up for you. Happy Hour presents What's on Your Mind? And she's invited everyone to join us, and I pick on Richard a lot, and I may ask him when we get started, what do you want for the new year? And we can see where his unbalance is. We've been things behind
me. Right out of the gate, she's throwing the gauntlet down. We know I'm imbalanced. That's correct, and I'm happy that way. Yeah.
We just used Richard as a guinea pig the other day, and so we know some frequencies that he needs. I sent them on to him. But any of you who want to join us, there is a chat. Somebody is saying they can barely hear me. Should I turn something up, Richard? Is there a problem?
You sound clear to me, clear and loud to me at Blog Talk Radio. I would suggest if that person's having a hard time, that they might want to watch the WebEx and go to the 347-850-1407 and listen to the audio over at Blog Talk Radio, because you sound great over here at Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, anybody else online with us having trouble hearing? Philip, are you having trouble hearing us? Philip is here with us almost every day, every time we do a show. So he should know what we're supposed to sound like. Terry says, she can barely hear me. Well, how would I turn?
Low.
Who said what?
Phil says you're very low. I've got everything up to 100%, and you're still sounding like you're about 30.
Philip says everything is turned up. Well, okay, here, I'm turning up audio. How is that?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, we don't want to start a show with bad audio. Okay, we got it. It was on the recording audio. That was turned down. So thanks for letting us know. We feel that this is kind of a mutual tribe show where everybody comes in and brings their own stuff and helps us do the show, helps us know when volume is not turned up like it ought to be. So thank you, thank you. Laura says, that's better. Okay, George, we got it turned up, we think. Marcy, this is not something that I can take care of on the show, and I can't stay after the show because I've got this other presentation right at 7. So if you would email that to me, just Sherry Edwards, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards at gmail.com, I will try to deal with it there. But that is not something we can deal with right here, right now on the show. We are coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, where we stick a microphone in front of your face. We look at the frequencies, the notes in your voice, like the notes in a song, and we look for the sour notes and the ones that don't belong and the ones that are non-harmonious. Everybody can, well, maybe not deaf people, but almost everybody can tell when somebody hits a sour note in a song. It just screeches up your spine. And that sound doesn't belong there. So that's what we look at in your voice. And we have discovered that people with similar issues, like Parkinson's or Lewy proteins, things that we've been working on, those people's voices have vocal anomalies that we can trace back and see what's really going on. And we have a really exciting project that we're going to tell you about for next year as soon as Richard does his announcement. He always has these wonderful environmental announcements.
My bias. First, I'll remind everybody that you can find the replay, the audio replay of today's show, although I know Sherry's going to show a lot of stuff, and some of the things that I'm going to announce are visual as well, but you could hear the audio probably in 10 to 15 minutes after the show by going to Sound Health Options, clicking on the radio tab, then for today's show, clicking on the happy hour, or usually actually in the...
Dark data, 80%.
Oh, your video, your announcement's playing. I just now got it turned off. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So you go to Sound of the Options, then click on the radio tab, and then for general, you can find the player for Blog Talk Radio under the tab Blog Talk Radio after you click on radio. And there'll be a player there with the last 5 shows that we did, including that great show over the weekend with Chuck Ehrlich about lymphedema and lymphedema, which was a really well-attended and a really good show about a lot of health, general, you know, powerful information.
That
so there's that. Yeah, that was a great show. That was a great show.
I want to tell you, over 2,000 people listened to our show with Jill Mattson.
That
isn't that extraordinary?
Excellent. That's fabulous.
It was wonderful. They just kept sending out to friends, sent it out to their friends, to their friends, to their friends. Just incredible information. And they can go back and listen to those on the Blog Talk Radio that's on our front page. It's on our Blog Talk Radio page under radio. Go to Blog Talk. I'm showing it here to people who are watching the show. And it's on the right side today. There are hidden reasons for stubborn weight problems is one of them.
That was the Lymph Notes. That's Chuck Ehrlich's website. It's Lymph Notes, which is filled with a lot of great information for nutrition in general and specific benefits to the lymphatics.
Excellent, excellent, Chuck.
And I think the one directly under that, or no, last week, where's Jill? I know it's there. Next one down, maybe?
How secret sounds can change your life. And we're going to talk more about that today and how you can have access to those secret sounds.
So there's that. And then for one of my announcements, if you can go back up to the top of that page and click on the one natural, the Flint one, you're right. So this is just this ongoing, I can't use any words that are in my mind about this.
Are they all four-letter?
Yeah, they're all bad, non-radio words. kerfuffle. Let's politely call it a kerfuffle, where these dirtbags in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, 2 years later, these poor people, and I think that's part of the problem, is that it's a poor community, and therefore they have no power in the machine that is the corporatocracy that runs America, showing my bias. And they, so there are four more dirtbags that are being charged. The attorney general in Michigan is actually going after these people, which is great. People who, if you watch this little, you know, the interview on the upper right-hand corner of the screen that Sherry's showing, you'll see that she's talking, that reporter's talking to one of the people who's saying, I was told to lie about this report. And those kinds of things are coming out. So this is all great that, you know, people are going to be busted. Hopefully, I really hope they get the book thrown at them. This kind of, you know, there are people who, there are people, children growing up in Flint during this time when their bodies are most damaged. I don't know another word. By lead, that will be damaged for the rest of their life because they were living in Flint during this two-year time and continue to live there and still don't have clean water. This blows my mind. You
back
want to say something,
Sherry?
Okay.
Yeah, back up a minute and let people know that the Flint officials that are being charged knew the water was poisoned, flew water in for themselves and their staff, but still let the townspeople drink poisoned water.
Yes, thank you. That's right. For people who don't, who haven't been listening to me rant about this for the past 2 years, that everything that Sherry said is accurate, that the I don't know what it was. Flint had some financial issues, and again, the report talks about this, and the reporters talks about this, that Flint had some financial issues, some bigger something was appointed, and they decided to save money by not getting water from the source they originally had, by getting water sourced from a stream to supply the town. Evidently, they never tested the water, or if they did, they liked the cash flow better than they cared about water quality. This is all my opinion.
Well,
and the bottom line was,
the little people don't matter.
Yeah, yeah. So here we are, 2 years later, people in Flint still have bad pipes that need to be replaced because the lead can't be just scrubbed out. They have to have the pipes replaced. Now the attorney general is going after these people, and that's what this article and some of those news reports in that video are about, talking about, you know, the dirty water crisis in Flint. And now, as this is talked about, there are more reports coming in about other cities having issues with water. So this is
now that people in Flint are being charged, I think other people where there are cities with the same kinds of things, with fracking and bad water, I think they'll begin to come forward.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. So I'll put the link to this. I'll put the link to this in both the show notes over at Blog Talk Radio and also at WebEx for people who want to see this full report.
Well, I remember you bringing us a video where they were doing fracking around these people, and they could stick a match to the water coming out of their faucet, and it would light on fire. That's how bad they damaged these people's drinking water.
But the corporations made lots more money.
Yes, yes. Here's a comment from Steve on our chat. We love our chat people. And didn't Michigan just spend millions on a silly election vote recount instead of fixing the water problem? Well, don't you know, didn't Jill Stein pay for that recount? I mean, I'm just throwing that in and knocking on Jill Stein, but yeah, their priorities are really fracked.
Well, and the tricky part to that part of the conversation is those are really so totally different issues. Yeah, that's a whole other show. Yes, they wasted money. The money that should have gone to Flint 2 years ago that they don't want to, you know, that they continue to try and cover up and not repair the pipes starting 2 years ago is still happening. The election is just another part of the amazing kerfuffle, choose your word of choice, that is our political system. And I don't see getting better at this time.
kerfuffle sounds like a Dr. Seuss word. Couldn't you say kerfuffle?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be, you know, happy-faced about it because any of the words that I have in my mind are bad, bad, bad.
All right, we understand your tender heart.
Thank you. Now, I did have that other announcement that I sent you in Skype that's a little above that's talking about this. That video will come together. This is a, or it's actually not a video, it's just really a slider showing the 52 faces of 52 people, you know, 52 weeks of 52 people who died from opiate issues. And I was just at a conference this past weekend, that's why I wasn't on the show on Sunday with Sherry and Jill, because I was at the Emerald Cup, which is a competition, it's a cannabis competition for the best cannabis in Northern California. And it's also a place where people come together and talk about and have panels talking about cannabis in, thank you, Sherry, you know, to talk about issues with, you know, using cannabis for medicinal uses. So I was in a room with, you know, doctors who are doing amazing work with infants and even babies who have, you know, are born with either bad, you know, lymphatic cancers or that kind of stuff and the protocols they're doing, or people who are talking about using it as a nerving, using the CBD side, the cannabidiol or the non-psychoactive side of cannabis for benefits, or the combination of the two and the benefits they were having. And one of the panels that I attended was this group of people who work with veterans. And this was quite a large crowd with a panel of about five or six different people, some of them vets, some of them not vets, but all working in that arena of working with veterans or working with people in that system. And there were a number, I don't know why, but a number of the people that came, because they had a microphone to the audience to ask questions. And a number of the crustier characters were people that I didn't know directly, but I had in my generation, the Vietnam veterans. And a bunch of crusty, you know, older guys that had been damaged, you know, in Vietnam, both post-traumatic stress and structurally, meaning limbs or, you know, parts or shrapnel or whatever, who are talking about how they're getting a runaround with the Veterans Administration on being able to use cannabis for pain management. The you know, typically the Veterans Administration, I don't know if it's a doctor-doctor basis, that part I'm not clear about. But, you know, some of them were even saying how when their physicians found out that they were using cannabis, they were told that they'd be kicked out of the program if they didn't start using opiates instead. So it's just this, this is part of this particular piece that I put up was showing the 52 weeks of one person a week dying from opiate, either issues, either overdoses, or, you know, how we have this amazing opiate epidemic, which made me then think about the film that we talked with Gwen Olson about called Prescription Thugs. And Gwen was the woman who wrote that great book, the Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher, who used to be a pharmaceutical rep and then left the country and released her book talking about the truth about being a pharmaceutical rep and how she was in that film talking about the amazing amount of opiates prescribed. And the Prescription Thugs is a great, I would say pretty great film that people want to watch to see the story of people who unintentionally get hooked on opiates and how it affects their lives in so many ways. And so that's this particular, I'm talking about one thing, talking about the cannabis as an alternative and how people are really desiring to be able to have access to cannabis, and it's legal in some states or at least decriminalized. And to me at this point, it's unclear about what the position is going to be with the new administration. And I've already seen some jockeying around by the what the DEA and the, I guess it's the DEA, wants to recategorize the CBD side, which is the cannabidiol or the non-psychoactive side, as a Schedule I drug, which then would give them the ability to control it and dispense it, and I suspect would then be able to hand it off to the pharmaceutical industry so they'd be able to take advantage of it, again, in my opinion.
So it's legal if it puts money in the pharmaceutical pockets, no matter what kind of damage it does, and it's illegal if they can't get their hands on some of the transaction, no matter how well it's doing for people.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's you're saying that, and I'm agreeing with that, and that's opinion, but it certainly seems like that. And I think part of it goes to, you know, I've talked about this before, groused about this repeatedly, about the three drug lobbyists per congressman. So when you have that much money to put that much pressure on Congress, or possibly graft Congress in some way, that's a lot of pressure. So yeah, I'm concerned about what's going to happen with cannabis A and cannabidiol, the CBDs, because so many people, I mean, I was surrounded by, this was a packed conference, probably 5,000 to 8,000 people over the weekend. You know, talking about the benefits that they've had.
I'm hoping for change, because the old way certainly did not work. And that's what we want to talk to people a little bit about. We're still running down through this list of people who have died from prescription opiates. How many people have died from marijuana?
I glibly say not many. I can't say that I have a number on that, because people aren't really tracking that as much as they are, you know, opiates and that kind of thing. I don't think anybody's ever died directly from cannabis consumption that I know of or that I've heard of.
And Gwen, in her book, said hundreds of thousands have died from these prescription opiates and the combination of them, because they're designed to change the body, to change the brain. And we all know that that causes disharmony and lack of peace, lack of a normal choice that you'd make if you weren't high on some kind of overlaid, forced drugs. And they are forcing these drugs.
Yeah. Terry in chat is saying none have died from cannabis overdose, or, you know, none, period. So I would agree with that. Nothing that I know of, not as a direct cause, whereas like that list of 50 that we just looked at, or 52, where they're actually directly dying from, you know, opioid addiction issues.
Well, especially with what they're doing with the cannabis, they're taking out the stuff that makes you mind-altered, but keeping the stuff that helps the body take care of pain and relax and heal itself.
Yeah. And, well, there was also a lot of conversation, and I have a couple of people that we're going to probably be doing shows with, talking about looking at, well, both sides. Cannabis in general is a tonic, long-term beneficial effect, and the CBD side particularly being immune beneficial in terms of being an adaptogen, meaning that if it's too much, it's going to help it come down, or if it's too low, it's going to help it come up, like other adaptogens like ginseng and rooibos and ashwagandha and other types of substances.
Well, one of the things that people don't know is that the cannabis and progesterone, a very natural calm down, help the body heal hormone, are the same frequency, actually the same formula if you look it up. And I think it's CHO, but I can't remember the subscripts. But there are receptors in the body, natural receptors for progesterone, that if you don't have enough progesterone, and they won't give you something natural because they don't make any money on it, and when the cannabis comes along, the part that will combine with the cell, sort of like an analog to it, is the part that makes the difference, and it really is reacting in the body as an analog to the progesterone, the natural healing. I should back up and say, every cell in your body, when it needs something, it sends out a signal and says, I need this frequency. And the frequency of that thing comes to the cell and binds with it. And it's not always a good thing, because calcium and cancer food are analogs to each other, and they combine and cancer starts. But in this case, it's a good thing that the part of cannabis that is the healing one is actually an analog for a healing hormone of the body. I don't know what you want to say about that, but just a way that I want to move into the part about frequencies or back into what we want to talk about this evening. I'm going to save my announcements. Did you have another announcement?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to save my announcement to bring it in while I'm talking about it. One little announcement here. This is, and I'll put this YouTube in chat, this is a five-day symposium that Ralph Fusatola and Rima Lebo have put together. And I'm going to be speaking twice, once at 7 this evening and I think once on Friday. Today I think I'm going to be speaking with Rima. And it's about the genocide, I think, of radiation is what's scheduled for this evening. So I put that in. It is free. It is a live stream from YouTube, and I didn't even know you could do that. Maybe we can do that to some of our shows. That would be nice. But they're putting us on free for people, and it's got a lot about natural cures for pain and cancer and a lot of other very natural things that you can do that the government is putting a hold on, colloidal silver and some things like that. And Rima has had experience with that because she got right in the government's face and said, I'm doing this whether you like it or not. So she'll be talking about some of those experiences. So encourage all of you to do that. They are recording it, so it'll be available later. And my other announcement I'm going to hold because it's so exciting. We're going to be doing a couple of things from our soundhealthoptions.com website. So if you'll go to downloads and go to Nano Voice or even radiation downloads, there's some things there for you. The first one we're going to talk about is deals with color and frequencies, and the other one was musical notes and frequencies and relationships. So as we begin to what are you thinking for the new year, I want to go back to the beginning. Back to, let me put happy hour back up so you can see what we're doing. What's on your mind? You're going to learn really what is on your mind every second of the day, because I don't think people realize exactly what is on their mind. And what's on their mind is a frequency. Frequency is, and you can finish that sentence any way you want. Frequency is dot, dot, dot. When we began our journey here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, I'm going to move this over a little bit and make it bigger so people can see it better. It should be about 64%, and it's at 50. Okay. When we started looking at what was happening here at the center, and we found these frequencies in people's voices, and then we related it to emotions, then we related it to diseases and stresses and genetic syndromes, and what was going to happen, we begin to explore this idea that you have a frequency-based center. It's your brain as that central processing unit. And everything that happens in your body is frequency-based. And it's very mathematical, and math is very stable and sturdy. And any time that we use math, we always know that one and one is two. And we begin to look at how we gauge, judge our universe. We try putting everything in terms of math, and that's what I'm going to continue. How do we get on? Oh, just use the link. Just go. It's ongoing right now, but just use that link, and you can jump into it anytime. It started about 5:30 today. Okay, just answering something there from the chat. Now, in the beginning, when all of these elements were coming together, they begin to come together just like we do music, that this note and this note together can create a third note. A person singing this note and this note can create a third note. And that's what happened, in my opinion, in the beginning, because as we began to decode water and nitrogen and sulfur and carbon, all those beginning things, we happened to notice if you put them together that water plus nitrogen as a frequency equals oxygen, and carbon minus hydrogen equaled carbon dioxide, what we use in our body, and the trees give that to us and we breathe out. The trees give us oxygen. We breathe out carbon dioxide for them. And as you begin these combinations, just like you can look at the beginning notes of our DNA, which is only A, B, C, D notes, and you can combine those notes to make all the other notes. And the more sophisticated these combinations become, you can see that here's our connective tissue begin to develop, and here's our reproduction system. Oxygen minus hydrogen equals nitric oxide for cell respiration. Oxygen plus nitrogen equals nitric oxide and sodium cell salt. So as these frequencies came together, they created our universe. And Einstein said it very well, there are no solids. We exist in a universe that consists entirely of energy. Einstein proved this. Frequency defined it, and that's what bioacoustics really is about. When we look at your voice, we look at your frequencies so we can tell things about you. And one of the doctors that work with us, and this is John Apsley, who sent us a little girl, and the frequencies reversed her Down syndrome, and he watched us do it from the beginning. And he said, this work defines and demonstrates the unifying field theory that defied Einstein, because what we have actually done is to be able to look at the frequencies that are missing from the body and what the body needs and put them together. Now, that DNA pattern that you started with came together when conception took place. But what we've stumbled onto is the RNA pattern. What keeps the DNA pattern? And that's what we do at the Institute, and we know that there's many, many different ways of healing when it comes to frequency, because frequency is color, and color is frequency, and frequency is substance, and substance is form, and frequency is music, and sound is music, and shape is frequency, and on and on. And your brain is a central processing unit. We can tap into that, and we found a way to entrain your brain using frequency, because everything as color and frequency goes to certain parts of your brain, and you can see all these colors of right brain and passion and creativity and everything that they have mapped the brain as a frequency, and we've been able to tap into that. Just like you pluck a string on a guitar and it begins to vibrate the other string. Now, most of you can recognize this in color and color wheel and a painter's wheel. And between the reds and the violets, all of these colors come together, and all the colors together as light is white light. Now, think about this. When the sperm and the egg come together, it's not there that there's something called ATP. Only when the frequency of the sperm meets the frequency of the egg, it begins to create a combination. Here's one sound, another sound. It creates a third sound. And that third sound is white light. And as its analog in biochemistry, it is ATP. And it's one of the reasons that the body, when it's dying, sees brilliantly bright white light, because most of that's stored in your eyeball, and when you die, it implodes. But it is the place that is in between octaves. This is a wheel that you see here, but it's actually a spiral. And by taking a number like 10 You can half it at 5 and half that at 250 and half that at 125 or double it at 10, double 20, double 40. Each one of those octaves, those frequencies, mean something else. And we have broken the code of what that means. Man has been looking at this for eons. It's trying to find out what's really going on in the body. They've used astrology and chicken bones and ruins and CAT scans to look at the frequencies coming off the body, which is just something I think we forgot how to do because in our society, vision became very revered. And so we look at the body in terms of colors around it and auras. It's just frequency. It's a frequency of heat coming out of your body on a different octave or a different layer that some people can see. This is some of the old ancient pictures of auras and chakra energies. Now, people think chakra energies are where the body's energy is created. Actually, it's where it flows through from back to front more easily than any other. Base chakra in the front for a left brain person would be red, and in the back it would be its opposite, green. And people who are working with color and frequency don't realize that inside the body it changes from a left brain perspective to a right brain perspective. So they'll try to see what is going on by the front or by the back, and they don't exactly interpret auras correctly. Here's a picture of my aura, and I don't know if I could interpret that directly either. It's a bunch of white light whirling around my head, purple and white light. Now, we don't know if that's a big nose that I'm being snotted out of or I'm under somebody's arm, but there's certainly a picture there of what looks like a human, and I am couched under their arm. We don't always know what an aura means. I don't know what this white light and purple light on my aura means. It's pretty, but I don't know what it means. And when somebody reads our aura, we don't always know what it means because they're looking through their stuff too. If they have a yellow aura and yours is blue, they're going to see you as green. So somebody else interpreting your aura is not always a good thing, although we do have something called aura cards, A-U-R-A, meaning light, also meaning the light around you, and we think that anybody can see an aura, and we're going to give away some sets of aura cards. If you'll pay the postage, and I think it's like $2 or $3 for the postage, we will give you a set of aura cards, if you would like. Just write to me or Richard, SherryEdwards at Gmail. And Richard is talktomeguyradio@gmail?
TTMGradio@gmail.com.
And I just put that in there for everybody. So if you'd like a set of aura cards that has been supporting our research for years, and I invented them a long time ago, they teach you to see an aura. But I also created this little nano voice, and that's what we're going to be working with tonight, looking at people's voice through their aura, or looking at people's aura through their voice. Now, when you do a nano, it comes up four colors, but that just tells you the octave. When you are really looking at someone's aura, the note of C is red, C sharp is red, orange, D is orange, and that's one of the things I showed you on our website that you could go look at each of these colors and what they mean in general terms. Now, I've been collecting this data for ages. The D sharp is gold, the E is yellow, F is lime green, which, by the way, F is the opposite of the white light that happens during conception, and it is the middle of the back of the body where the body goes from a top side and a bottom side. So that note in between octaves of white light is halfway between the note of B and C. It's in between octaves, just like light. All light comes together and makes white light. And just like plants need full spectrum light, we do also, and we need full spectrum color. So I will put this link in so that you can download this and use it in helping people through what they need for the moment. So G is blue, G sharp is darker blue, A is sort of a pink violet, then violet, then magenta. And in each one of these, from physical perspective and emotional perspective, but this has been used for eons in looking at auras from wise men or whatever you want to call them, shamans, in looking at people's auras and trying to ascertain what is going on. So if you look at this in terms of, for the left-brained person, that burgundy, that note of B is at the top of the head, and then the note of C is at the crotch. That represents the base chakra, and then on up through the body where these energy centers. Now, they're not where energy is created. It's kind of like a shopping center, energy in the front door, out the back. And remember that left and right brained people also have a difference. It's backwards from what is really going on. A right-brained person will see yellow as violet. A left-brained person will see the frequency of yellow as yellow. So you have to be very careful in combining color and light together. You also see little blobs and blips in someone's auric colors as soon as you learn to see them well. And that's what these aura cards are about, that they teach you your lighting conditions. But please remember that as you learn to do this, please return the favor to others and allow them to look at you. You just running around looking at someone's auric colors is unfair. You need to be able to open yourself and share and have this be a creating equal experience. One, and, you know, I'm guilty of this too. One day I saw this girl's aura, and she had a big crutch, like, in her aura, just kind of hanging loose. And I didn't want to predispose her to an accident. You know, I'm thinking I'm God here, and I see a crutch, so she's going to break her leg. And so I took her friend aside, and I said, would a crutch mean anything to her if I told her she had a crutch in her aura? And she laughed at me, and she said her boyfriend broke his leg. He's on a crutch, and she's been helping him to class all day long. So interpretation is not my strong point here with all of this. You just have to take what you see and leave the interpretation out. And here's the set of aura cards that we want to give away to people, because we feel like the more you can look at someone's frequencies and look at their balance and unbalance, the more you can help them realize what's going on. We try to listen to so many oughts and shoulds that we don't know where the balance is. And balance is six notes away, usually. C and C sharp is one set, and C and F sharp is another set. And so we have a booklet called, I think it's a Little Nano Manual, that you can write to us and ask for, or it's on our site. You can download this nano voice that we're going to be using. There's also several videos on this and interpretation. And our hope is that you'll be able to use this. So we're going to do a demonstration here with Richard. He's volunteered. Or if we have anybody else who's volunteered, please raise your hand. and I'm going to open a Nano Voice. Now, this is a free program, and people think it's just a tiny little thing, but I invented this program deliberately to show people what is in their voice, and that the voice and how they speak to other people shows information about them, and that privacy is really an illusion. So we're going to ask Richard to talk to us from the in. What?
I'm laughing about privacy and illusion. Boy, howdy. Yeah. And I will throw in, I'm not saying this, I don't, for people who haven't heard me before with Sherry, I don't get paid. I do this because I support and am an advocate of Sherry's work. So that's why I laugh sometimes, you know, out of like, why is he laughing? Because it really is such an illusion. And I really want to put in my, I would say at this point, it's at least a silver dollar about Nano Voice. Do not think, because Sherry is foolish enough to be giving Nano Voice away, that it is not really amazingly powerful as a resource for information.
Thank you, Richard. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a silver dollar, not a nickel's worth, huh?
Nope. Had to be bigger than a nickel.
Andrew is saying, what about browns, beiges, blacks? Okay, I want to ask that question two ways. One, Pam Ostley, who's been on the show, has a book about beiges, browns, and blacks, and an aura, and tans, and what it means. Wonderful book. And if you've ever looked at Carol Reitberger's book, let me see if I can find this.
Well, Sherry's looking for that book. I'll let everybody know that you can also go to auracolors.com, which is Pam Ostley's site, and you can read about her book, and you can also take a test, a written test, very short and free, that you can take at the Aura Colors site, and it'll give you information about your colors based on the intake that Pam has designed. And it's not a vocal, it's a written test. Check boxes.
And remember that brown is a shade of orange, and beige is a shade of white. Black is really a shade of white, depending on how far you go with it. So Pam has wonderful interpretations. And these are usually people who hold back when they're in those shades of neutral. They hold back. They let other people go first. They try to tell people how to do it. But the other people who are vivid color people, they're the ones that jump out there. I'm one of those. And just see what happens. But notice, this is Carol Reitberger's book, and she was writing it at the same time I was creating the Nano Voice. And we use almost the same verbiage and certainly the same colors. The green for the person who's the doer, the yellow for the thinker, the red for the spontaneous person. Now, we use blue, and she uses orange, and blue and orange are opposites by color. Blue and yellow are opposites by light. But I just saw it came back into print. I looked at Amazon today and found it because it was out of print for a very long time. Let me see if I still have it up as Amazon. I don't have it up here. But we are going to interpret Richard's insides. Now, remember, we've got the pressure from the outside of the universe coming at us, and all the clothes we wear and the chemicals we smell and the other people. But we can only be responsible, although Richard tries to be responsible about environmental things. A lot of times he reports on things that we can't do anything about, and it's very frustrating. But if we keep our stuff from the inside, if we keep it white, then it moves out all the other colors. And you've heard people say, well, just cover yourself with white light. Well, you just trap everything in there because white light has such a higher vibration. So start with this tiny, tiny speck of white light, brilliant, bright light, and grow it and let it move everything out of you, and this peace will come over you. because you've been deluged all your life with all of these different frequencies that may not be compatible. Andrew's saying, does it mean illness, possession, murder? It does mean mucked up energy sometimes. It depends on how clear those beiges and browns. Anti-mucky. Go back and listen to our show with Pam. Wasn't she on recently?
Yeah, I believe so. But I can't. I have no sense of time. So I think
go
in the past 6 months we've had Pam on.
Go back to our Blog Talk Radio and just look for Pam, because we've never had anybody else named Pam on, and it'll bring it up for you. Okay, Richard, I'm going to ask you from the depths of you, what do you want for the new year?
Okay.
Remember, he's going to, and this zero is going to fill up to 500. Go.
I'd like to see, this has to do with politics because it's so fresh in the air that I think this can be an opportunity for us to take responsibility for ourselves and step up and tell Congress to get up off their fat butts and actually do the job that we pay them a handsome salary and give them better health care than anybody else on the planet to do, actually participate in the government that we vote them into the position for. So I'm advocating for us to be taking action by pressuring our congressmen to actually do their jobs and support the planet. And I think this is going to be also an opportunity for step up and for people and individuals to really step up to support and advocate for the planet and for women's rights, because a lot of this has the potential to be threatened.
Well, I think we're going to have an administration that maybe will listen more on the local level to what the people really want. But that's just my opinion. Okay, I'm going to roll over Richard's name that I put in here and copy it and go to this little disc, which is probably not even recognizable to anyone anymore because nobody uses floppy disk. And I'm going to save that so I can come back to it. But we want to look at balance. Now, Richard, for the new year, we started out with a very high C, which is yellow, and it's intellectual, but also remember that C is red. So it was very, very tall. So he's passionate. Red is passion. You can even go to a Wikipedia and put in green, and it'll give you all the information about what green means in terms of different societies. But in terms of this program, the yellow means intellect. You can remember that by the little light bulb in the funny papers where people have an idea. The very largest note for Richard is the note of A, and A is spirituality. So Richard has a strong spirituality when it comes to what is right and wrong, but we already knew that about him. Richard likes the numbers, and I'll go to the numbers for just a second because that's his favorite, but that's not where we're really going. He's got four little pots of information here. And this means that even though Richard is passionate about this stuff, he doesn't have his act together about making it happen. And I think it's wonderful that he comes on our show and informs us so that we can write letters or grouse about all of this or just be informed about what the dirty donkeys did in Flint about poisoning children. Okay, in order to look at unbalance, and Richard's on a radio show, so he may not be letting it all loose, but remember that this little nano voice does not remember anything you ever say. It only looks at the frequencies you say. So you can get in a dark closet with your computer and tell it your deepest, darkest secrets of what you really want, and it'll give you answers. So you take the highest note, and in this case, 164. Normal is 42. Now, how do you read this? There's two numbers where, 164 and 213. 213 is your total number of hits. The first number is the largest note, the largest column. So there's 164 hits there, And if you subtract these two, you should get the number of hits in the little yellow column. Note that he also is logical about his spirituality. There may be some stories in literature and in the Bible and about spirits. He's not going to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. He's going to take it through his brain, through his yellow intellect. But we're looking at a violet, blue violet, and red violet here. A and A sharp. This is also the immune system. So you take the highest note, A, and you count three notes away. Six notes away, I'm sorry. A, one, two, three, four, five, six, D sharp. And he has zero in D sharp. This is the most unbalanced that he is for this moment with this topic. Now, this doesn't mean he's a bad person. It probably just means he's on the radio and didn't really let go. And he'll probably go home and do this more of what he really wants. But there's the unbalance. And D sharp is the information broker. It's the person that takes their self-approval and their words. E is words, and D is self-approval. It's also the liver. It's also oxygenation to the digestive system and the system itself, like the train system. But E is the oxygenation. So this may be where his stress is physically, because we don't know how this is going to turn out. But it looks like oxygenation and the movement of oxygen. If I just took those three, because there's zero energy. So he's going to be attracted to those energies and those colors of orange and gold and yellow. At the moment, what is your favorite color, Richard?
Well, green in this particular time of year, I would say green because it's so breathtaking here.
So lime green or moss green?
Moss, grass green.
So it's the F sharp. That's the moss green. So its balancer is a note of C. And C and F sharp together equal the heart, the kidneys, and the eyes. So that's secondary just based on his favorite color. Just asking somebody their favorite color to see if they have it or not. But that's what he's feeling at the moment. The real issue here is this A and A sharp, where we're looking at D sharp and E. We're looking at the oxygenation system of the body and actual delivery of oxygen. In his case, I would suggest something like nitric oxide or deep pranic breathing. But this says that spiritually what he wants and what he'd like to see as action, because it's red, he isn't supported. So his goal would be to support those D sharp and E issues, getting out more information. And he goes to conferences all the time and spreading the word through pamphlets and, you know, a radio show and talking about it and talking about spirituality of Mother Earth. And if they aren't concerned about the physicalness of Mother Earth, which would be more G and C sharp, let's look at the spirituality of Mother Earth. Richard, do you have any goal of being able to look at spirituality and balancing that with what you want for 2017?
Any goal? That's a hard question, although my immediate answer in particular, as I've watched you do the, you know, review of this chart, is that I think also that a lot of the middle is missing. I'm surprised it's not more fantasy, because I'm really trying to practice what I would call an act as if. This is what I'm saying is I would like to see this occur. I would like to see us take this as an advantage. I don't see it happening, a little bit, but not as much as I would like to see. And so there's a lack of, yeah.
Connection. There's a lack of connection to what you want at a very solid base, and what you see as in plus one up there at 62 and 49. So I would look at this and maybe interpret you don't have the resources to pull it together. You are pulled in too many directions to pull it together. What could be a goal that would pull together what you want spiritually and this high C-sharp justice, self-approval, that's on your upper fantasy levels, but a solid ego, male, I will work to make this happen. I don't have an answer for you, but that's where your 2017 speech tells us that you really have a solid foundation to go there, and we need to figure out how to help you work toward justice and self-approval.
I really do like, as you say, justice. I really do like, I would love to see more, or I'm really looking forward to seeing more of the kind of thing that's happening in Flint, not in the sense of the abuse of the people, but in the people actually being taken to task, being taken to court and going to jail for causing, you know, poison to people on the planet because they wanted to make money over, or they were, whatever the excuse is, it was all about the bottom line. So they're damaging people,
well,
they're damaging the planet because of the bottom line.
Well, here's how we could bring it together. If you want to find some people who are damaged by the Flint people or somebody who's prosecuting it, let's bring all of this together so that other people can hear the story, and maybe from there something will be done about it.
Yeah, I can see that.
I cannot believe we are out of time. That is crazy. We are out of time. I was hoping we could get 10 people done. What you're seeing up here is Richard's report of, I just punched a little button there, and it gave me a report. But I'm hoping each of you will be able to use this and talk about what you want for the coming year and see what your solid foundation is, and this is spirituality, doing the right thing, people first, integrity first, keeping your space and your being holy, H-O-L-Y, walking with God in grace, and holy, W-H-O-L, just as much as it can be. Is Nano on the portal yet? It will be on the portal shortly. We did a demo of a little bit of it last night. You can go to soundhealthportal.com. That's the workstation for anybody who wants to do sound on themselves. You're welcome to join us. I even think just to join the portal, I think it's free. Nano will be up shortly. Right there now is nutrition, I think PTSD, and muscles, I think, might be up there. And until, I think it's the 6th of January, it's going to be free to people. And then you'll be able to go on every day and blah, 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 blah. This is what I feel. And, okay, you need carrots and you need to find a Gemini to hang out with. You know, whatever it's going to tell you. let's see what Richard will need by way of people. A Libra. An Aquarius. Leo. Cancer, Gemini, Taurus. Let's look at the numbers and see where those fall in. Absolutely, D is D sharp Cancer. That's me. And Leo stuff, you have enough of your own of that. So I'm thinking you're going to go with either Libra. They might be too easy to run over, so maybe an Aquarius might be good for you. Have you tried that?
You, one of the few that I have not tried. Thank you. Yeah.
They love mind games. We could go on for hours, and you guys can teach yourself all of this from the information and textbooks we've provided on our soundhealthoptions.com. If you love this, please let other people know about it, about how they can look at their deep, dark secrets and begin to balance themselves from the inside out, so your environment and the people around you don't have to work so hard to help you stay together. I was going to say something else, but I changed my mind. we have these tools. Let's use them to find out who we really are and what we want to do about that without all of the odds, the oughts and shoulds. So for this coming year, let's be ourselves and let's be the best we can be, no matter what it is that we want to be. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. I think we're off on Sunday, correct? Because I believe it's Christmas, or it's one of those, isn't it?
It's Christmas. Are we going to do?
I think
we have some pre-re.
We could do that. We'll talk, as they say.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week, and we might see you on Sunday. All right. Bye-bye.
Later.